From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Social Affairs Tri Risma Hari Ini asked Lumajang District Head Torikul Haq to ensure the safety of his residents following the 6.1 magnitude earthquake that caused casualties and damage on Saturday. While visiting Kaliuling Village, Tempur Sari Sub-District, Lumajang District on Sunday at 2 a.m. local time, she pointed out that the residents living in mountainous areas are at risk of being affected by landslide if aftershocks occur. Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini also instructed officers to immediately build evacuation tents and public kitchens to help residents affected by the disaster. 10,045,575 people have participated in the COVID-19 vaccination carried out by the Indonesian government. According to data from the COVID-19 Handling Task Force on Sunday afternoon, that figure was reported after an addition of 90,142 people who received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine on Sunday. According to data, there was also an additional 49,466 people who received a second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Then 5,099,990 people have completed their COVID-19 vaccination, with each person having to get two vaccine shots. The government have set a target of vaccinating around 181.5 million Indonesians to develop a herd immunity. A magnitude 6.1 earthquake that hit Malang District, East Java Province on Saturday damaged 40 houses and places of worship in Jember District. This was stated by an official of the Local Regional Disaster Mitigation Office BPBD, Acting Secretary Heru Widakto, on Sunday. He said that some residents had repaired houses damaged by the earthquake. Meanwhile, the earthquake, he added, had affected 21 villages and 2 urban villages in the Jember, but it did not cause any casualties. The Local Regional Disaster Mitigation Office has distributed assistance to the residents whose areas were affected by the earthquake. Let's move on to the international news. China's top disease control official has said the country is formally considering mixing COVID-19 vaccine as a way of further boosting vaccine efficacy. Available data shows Chinese vaccine lag behind others, including Pfizer's and Moderna, in terms of efficacy, but require less stringent temperature controls during storage. Gao Fu, the director of the Chinese Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said the currently available vaccine don't have very high rates of protection. He added that taking steps to optimize the vaccine process, including changing the number of doses and the length of time between doses, was a definite solution to the efficacy issues. China has developed 4 domestic vaccines approved for public use and will likely produce 3 billion doses by the end of the year. Philippine and American soldiers will conduct a 2-week joint military exercise from Monday, resuming the annual training event after last year's cancellation due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Philippine military chief said on Sunday the announcement came after the 2 countries' defense secretaries held a phone call to discuss the drills, the situation in the South China Sea, and recent regional security developments. Unlike previous exercise, however, this year's Balikatan, or soldiers-to-soldier drills, to test the readiness of their militaries to respond to threats such as natural disaster and militant extremist attacks will be scaled down. Only 1,700 troops to 700 from the United States and 1,000 from the Philippines will participate. Russia reported on Sunday 8,702 new COVID-19 cases, including 2,090 people in Moscow, taking the national infection tally to 4,641,390 since the pandemic began. The government coronavirus task force reported 337 deaths in the last 24 hours, pushing the total death toll to 102,986. The statistics agency has kept a separate count and report a much higher toll of 225,000 from April 2020 to February. Brazil on Sunday recorded 1,803 new COVID-19 deaths as a large study found that the Chinese vaccine that has become the linchpin in the country's vaccination campaign is 50.7% effective against the infectious new homegrown variant known as P1. The outbreak has recently reached its most severe phase due to a lack of federal restriction, a patchy vaccine rolled out, and the P1 variant. Sao Paulo's Butantan Biomedical Institute, which tested and is now producing the CoronaVac vaccine developed by China's Sinovac Biotech Ltd, said on Sunday, a study it conducted found the shot had an efficacy rate of 50.7% against the P1 variant and less widespread strain known as P2. That was the news.
Today in the story starts with the event on April 12, 1912, when Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX was born. April 12, 1912 is the birthday of Gusti Raden Mas Doro Jatun, or Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX. He is a sultan who once led the Sultanate of Yogyakarta from 1940 until 1988 and the first governor of the special region of Yogyakarta after Indonesian independence. He served as the second vice president of Indonesia between 1973 and 1978. He is also known as the father of Indonesian Scouts and has served as chairperson of the National Quartet of the Scout Movement. Next event is that in 1961, Yuri Gagarin became the first human into space. On April 12, 1961, Gagarin was the first human to fly 108 minutes into space on the Vostok 1 rocket plane. He received many awards and medals of honor, including the Hero of the Soviet Union medal. Yuri Gagarin later became deputy director of training at the Cosmonautics Training Center outside Moscow. In honor of his services, this training place was later named by his name. The last event is that in 2013, Bringing National Supplies Day began to be promoted. This National Bringing Day was proclaimed by a well-known household appliance company in Indonesia. The campaign has begun to be promoted since April 12, 2013. Along with the Ministry of Health, Ministry of National Education, and BPOM, this company established a National Bringing Day campaign. This movement is a form of support to create a healthy environment and clean and healthy living habits for students. In addition, this movement is also to maintain the safety of snacks for school children. And that was today in history.
Angkasa tanpa pesan merengku semakin dalam, berselimut debu waktu ku menanti.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Setengah mati kepadamu. hidup tanpamu.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Pesisir Selatan is one of the regencies in West Sumatra. This regency is located on the coast with a coastline of 218 kilometers long. The topography consists of plains, mountains, and hills, which are an extension of the Bukit Barisan cluster. With a diverse topography, Pesisir Selatan offers the beauty of nature. There are 5 tourism objects that must be visited. One of them is the Langkisau Hill. The Langkisau Hill is a hill that extends along the northern side of Painan City. This hill is only about 2 kilometers long or 10 minutes by motor vehicles from the Painan City, the capital of the South Coast. Many people admire the natural beauty at the top of the Langkisau Hill. The beauty of nature on the top of the Langkisau Hill will even look more beautiful when the sun sets and rises. In addition, on top of the peak, you can enjoy views along the coast of the southern coast of West Sumatra and the residential areas of Painan City and the long stretch of the South Barisan Hills. The top of this hill has a height of approximately 400 meters. Going to Langkisau Peak, you can use a motor vehicle because the road is well paved. This certainly makes it easier for tourists to come to the top of the Langkisau Hill. Arriving at the parking location, you still have to walk about 25 meters up the stairs to the top of the hill. Apart from being known for its beautiful natural scenery, the Langkisau Hill area is also known as one of the most popular paragliding arenas for Indonesians and world gliders. Various paragliding sports activities have often been held in Langkisau. An activity that is routinely carried out every year is the Langkisau Festival. In addition to paragliding sports, the Langkisau Hill is also equipped with outbound facilities in the form of a flying fox, as well as food and snack stalls. The local residents also provide lodging for tourists who want to spend the night here. On its peak, there is a parking lot that has been arranged and also a garden and a small gazebo as a place to sit around enjoying the view. Visitors only need to pay a parking fee of approximately 2,000 rupiahs without the need to pay an entrance ticket. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kepedihan hidup.
lepaskan saat ditinggalkan kekasih tercinta.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about sakit, which means sick, so stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Ada Obatnya, which means Is There Any Medicine? This conversation is between Kevin and Mela, his workmate. They talk on the phone. Kevin has fever. Mela wants to know if Kevin has fever medicine or not.
Sudah minum obat?
Belum.
Ada obatnya?
Tidak ada.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Ada obatnya, which means is there any medicine? Tidak ada, which means no, there isn't. Ada termometernya, which means is there any thermometer? Ada, which means yes, there is. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, ada obatnya, which means is there any medicine? In the question, there is the word ada. Which means, is there, placed in the beginning of the question. To find out if someone has something or not, you can use the word ada, which means is there. For example, ada obatnya, which means, is there any medicine? Another example to find out if someone has something or not is, ada termometernya, which means, is there any thermometer? In Indonesian, an expression used when taking medicine is minum obat, which means take medicine. So, if you want to say that you have taken medicine in Indonesian, you may say, saya sudah minum obat, which means I have taken medicine. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Sudah minum obat?
Belum.
Ada obatnya?
Tidak ada.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Music Corner for today will present a keroncong song entitled Nangka Kuning by Dian Mita, an Indonesian young talented singer. Dian Mita was nominated for the 2018 Indonesian Music Award or AMI Award in the category of Best Keroncong, Contemporary Keroncong, Stambul, Langgam Production for the keroncong single Nangka Kuning. The song Nangka Kuning was created by Koko Tole. The accompanying music sounds very beautiful and modern. This Javanese nuance song tells about a yellow jackfruit that tastes sweet and smells good. The songwriter also likens this sweet and fragrant fruit to the beauty of characters in humans, which are reflected from within. Well, listener, here is Dian Mita with the keroncong song entitled Nangka Kuning. Enjoy!
See you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasihku
Voice of Indonesia.
Untuk selamanya.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.